Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my moments and my days. Let them flow in ceaseless praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And him say, I'm a one hour. Hallelujah. And it's a word, Jane. Obin so, oh, ha, or quite, you man, yet a 1 hour free so. And it was a sippy check in it, din. Hallelujah. A radibation when Munyam, amen. Amen. He will give you that hour that you least expected. Hallelujah. Pacha your mompire. Momo se namon tojo Momo se ma asafuye owa O Momo se namon tojo
be. We find our testimony in the glory of God. It was hidden in the glory of God. Father, we thank you so much for your glory this morning. We praise your name and say we glorify you. For you have been good. You have been so good. You have been wonderfully good to us. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Father, I commit myself unto your hands. Let the meditations of my heart and the words of my mouth be acceptable unto you, O Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Me say amen. One can I say and I made you $20. Amen. Onyamia ye bi. Why ye bi? Ma say why ye bi bri. Ampa. God, I've done so much. Hallelujah. And then asama eradinam yempenyu for so edi adom yen. And then set influence by Christ. Set for his glory. Under the theme, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. Influenced by Christ. What influences your decisions? What influences your actions? What influences your thinking? Is it Christ? Edien enemau udwene. Edien eshe wunkunai. Ema uye ni awuyo. Unipa ben na wosuyanwa. Enunti di awuyo no. Uye. Hallelujah. Influence is the capacity to have effect on the character, the development, and the behavior of someone or something, or to effect itself. Say ye bribi, ye babra bobi, a obin so hwasoa, ode ye den ono so ode bona brabo. Say ye adwuma bi a obin so hwaso, ade ye biri. We influence people day in, day out. When we go to wealthygorilla.com, we have about 20 most influencers in the world. And I am glad that in this, they did their research well, and they knew that Jesus Christ is the greatest influencer. Hallelujah. We have Albert Einstein, Isaac Newton, Leonardo da Vinci, Aristotle, Muhammad, and Alexander the Great, Charles Darwin, and all those people. But when you go to, what do you call it? Wikipedia. Wikipedia, the omo do de Muhammad ne edika. Hallelujah. But the greatest influencer in the world is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Reverend John Dobbs also said that influencers has become a popular thing in our world now, especially because of social media. Since the social media, we have thousands and thousands of influencers. Or person will you be ruby? No brain so here so no day on us ye be. And it we have millions of followers, millions of views, millions of that. Is it when your followers be brave and not just away popular? Hallelujah. All because they are being they are trying to do something that will touch the heart or the life of people positively and negatively. Influence them in their actions and everything. An article that was written by somebody that the greatest influencers on Instagram is a Portuguese player Cristiano Ronaldo has 533 million followers. I know Jerry is here. Jerry will not agree with me because Jerry is a supporter of Messi. But Messi is number two with 419. I know some people will fight with me because I'm a Cristiano Ronaldo fan. Hallelujah.
And then we have Kylie Jenner, Selena Gomez, and all those people. They are influencers. When we go to Ghana, we have Shatawalis and all those people with all those million followers and views and things like that. So those times, during the birth of Jesus Christ, there was no social media. But yet, there were influencers. And the greatest influencer, and the greatest influencer now is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Look at the followers that Jesus Christ have. I was here. Why in the world followers in Jesus Christ? Hallelujah. Look at the views that Jesus gets. Look at the number of times that people read about him. He's the greatest influencer. Hallelujah. And he told us in the mountain of the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5 to verse 7, chapter 5 to chapter 7, relating us to be influenced by the kingdom of God. What day or sorrow? Ebe so ye muse, ye sia, sinebeya, ebe kosro. Hallelujah. When Osansu catch and say, you are the salt of the earth, but if the salt becomes tasteless, how would it be salty again? Eche say, ya brabo, ya nchenia, ubi, editun inquiremu, na man inquire ye de. Hallelujah. That your life is being influenced by somebody. Your testimony is being influenced by somebody. Hallelujah. So Jesus taught us about the possession of the power of influence. That we possess the power of influence. But one of the major things that Jesus taught us about influence is the time that we are going through some hard times. Hallelujah. The humblest individual exerts some influence, either good or evil, upon others. That was a quote by Henry Ward. The world needs an influence of Christ. The world left itself will veer towards self-destruction. We are called to be influencers, especially in a time when we're going through hard times. Hallelujah. That is why Jesus used the third Bible verse in Luke chapter 18, verses 1 to 3, as the point of telling us that we should not stop praying. We should keep pushing. We should keep going. We should persist in prayer. Hallelujah. He is influencing you to pray today. He's influencing you to never give up. Yes, to Christo si emre mwaye deno. Empaba. Washewun kuna yse. Me empaba kosuaba mpaye. Persistent prayer helps us to keep focus on God. It helps us to keep focus on who we are. And it helps us to keep focus on what is important. Ye miyani bompaya danida. Echrayen. Anasa chinya jin. Ekwa o nyame kura yasum nusu. Afensu echinya jin. Ekwa. Niya ye ye. Eni nipabaya. Ye yo. Hallelujah. Eni diye hu hiya. Pase wasi ye yo. Persistent prayer helps us to produce fruit. Persistent prayer demonstrates faith. Have you ever spent time praying about something that nothing seems to happen? I would say you're not alone. There are times that we have prayed and prayed and prayed, but yet it seems like we are not getting any answer. Ya bompaya, bompaya, bompaya. Eradia wadia yo. Nensu bema bako kra mese up. Hey. Is God listening to my prayer? Praying about these struggling finances. Eradimisika semyo. My year fasting. I've done everything I have to do. I pay my tithe, the little that I have. I pay my tithe. I do everything. But yet, My finances are not getting better. What is going on? We have prayed and prayed and prayed about this sickness. And yet, anytime you go to the doctor, there is something new. So, yes, to Christo, uohoni. Onyami, what yasini? Basri nyami, so uohoni. And it is the ayah kase basri nyami ni hono, so ayampana. Are you there? Why this silence, God? Why are you not listening to me? Why are you not paying attention to me? Why are you paying attention to this one and that one? And why not me? You gave this one a baby. Why not me? You gave this one, oh God, the immigration status. Why not me? You gave this one the part to get some scholarship in going to school. Why not me? Why not my son? Why not my daughter? Oh, every part that I played in the life of my daughter seems to be going down. God, why? What is going on? God wants us to persist in prayer for one reason and one reason only. For his glory. Hallelujah. Send a nimo nyambe dead in tea. And untina dia wufa munyano. E radia ye din washe. Nanimbra semuno. O nyamibe peja na humene so. Nanipa nyina dia nimo nyama me rade. Hallelujah. He will do it in a way that will blow the minds of all. That will blow the minds of doctors. That will blow the minds of lawyers. That will blow the minds of engineers. Hallelujah. That all of the doctors, the engineers, the lawyers, all of these people will give glory to nothing. Will give glory not to their education, but will give glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, you understand, said the Abaya. Hallelujah. And she said, Bebre. And whatever you are going through, he says, I know the plans I have for you. The plans not to harm you, but to prosper you. He says he knows that because he has set you for his glory. Hallelujah. He has set you for his glory. He set his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, for his glory. Hallelujah. That is why I'm saying that Jesus is the greatest influencer in the world. Oh, why can't we just pray once and have him answer us? Why do we have to pray and pray and pray and pray? Doesn't he know what is best for us? Why do I have to keep praying and praying and praying? Why do I keep have to ask him and ask him and ask him? Ah, the Bible says that ask and it shall be given. And God, I am asking. Why am I not getting? But for his glory.
Yes, Lord. Oh, from wonderful.
Thank you, my sister. Look at Jesus. Look at Jesus a man of such glory, a man of such power, a man of such importance. But look at what happened to him. He was punished so that we might be forgiven. He was wounded so that we might be healed. He was made sinful with our sinful nature so that we might be righteous with his righteousness. Hallelujah. He died our death so that we might share his life. God, Jesus was made a curse so that we might receive blessings. He endured our poverty so that we might share in his abundance. He was cut off by death that we might be joined to God eternally. Our old man was put to death in him that a new man might come out of you and I. Hallelujah. He bore our shame that we might share in his glory. Hey, I didn't go see any nara. Papa, if I swear, said he, but yeah, and Munyama, a radiate domino. It brings to be kind, hallelujah. And don't you say, and never be see, now you'll send him Guasianqua, Abatua, Mammy Nabutre, Papa Nabutre, Minya Bab in your Burma. Oh, hold on, for God is about to show his glory through your situation in the name of Jesus. Hold on, relax, go back to the source of power, which is God, and relax, take hold of everything, every promise that he has given you. For his promise shall reveal his glory in your life. In the name of Jesus. He has spoken, and it shall come to pass. God bless you, mommy. Let us go back to our first Bible reading in Joshua chapter 2, verses 1, I think 1 to 8, 1 to 13, that spoke about Rahab. Rahab, dene ya tonachene. Dene busye nina pao no. Dene ye bunu se, wanu diye wanyo biya. Ye bunu se, wanu diye wiasi nina, wiasi oba ye di oba se, niye ma fongu anu oba ye sebe. Rahab that was thrown out by his family, by her family. Rahab that was ignored. That they thought she was a prostitute, so she was up to nothing. But she was the one that saved the spies. She was the one. But one thing I love about Rahab, one thing I love about her, was that Abusia na nabusia ato natchini. Nansu eba se. When she pleaded, she was pleading for an exchange of saving her life from what she is helping the visitors from. She did not do or take anything for herself. That same family that ignored her, that same mother and father that thought she was up to nothing, Rahab said, but please, if you come, don't save just me, Say, my father, my mother, my sister, my brother, my sister's husband, my sister's children, my father, my brother's wife, my brother's children. Oh God, save them too. And these are the same people that had ignored her. But for the glory of God. For wherever she was, when you study the Bible, it tells you that she was not even living with them. Because the place where they found her, the place where she was doing that prostitute thing, it was in the wall that they had built houses inside the wall. That is why she was able to let them down through the rope. So she was not even living with the parents. Ya puno. Nansu ono eno nyame nam no soa odebeje abusua no. And not just that, it was through her line that our Lord Jesus Christ came to earth. Check the genealogy of Jesus. Rahab won't be. Hallelujah. Rahab is in the genealogy of Jesus. Ekwaya, ebusyan. Tia, and I'm so yes, Ubepia, Yasino, Ubepia, Mary, and Joseph, or Sono, Rahab Kahobe. The glory of God had visited her. Hallelujah. May the glory of God visit you too, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I'm saying that whatever you are going through, it is set for the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My sister Dinah Hamilton said, where do I begin? When can I stop? Can I be grateful enough? Can I be thankful enough? A million words cannot define my debt of gratitude. Words fail me when it comes to you. Ain't it a menuma sem sam? May my heart do the talking. May that visit you one day in the name of Jesus. May see, onyame no onyambe ye kase ama, ebe buru wadwene munti ase so. Because he has the power to do so. Hallelujah. That woman that was looking for justice. In our third Bible reading, she went to the source of power. She knew who could give her what? Justice. So she went to the judge and was pestering the judge to the extent that the judge will give her justice for whatever she's going through. God is powerful. Oh, he is the source of our power. Oh, he is a God that can stop her. The sun. He is a God that can stop the sun. And he has the power to sustain the universe, and he did. He has the power to raise the dead, and he did. He has the power to divide the Red Sea, and he did. He has the power to cause men not to be burned by fire, and he did. He has the power to draw a man out of a fish, and he did. He had the power to cause a woman who is 90 years old to have a baby, and he did. He has the power to let a small boy called David defeat a big giant called Goliath, and he did. He has the power to feed 5,000 people with 2 fishes and 5 loaves of bread, and he did. He has the power to cause someone to walk on the sea. He has the power to let a human being walk on the sea, and he did. You think he doesn't have the power to solve your situation? He does. You think he doesn't have the power to draw you out of the pit into which you have been put? He has the power. He has done it before. He did it for Joseph, and he's going to do it for you in the name of Jesus. When Joseph had been put into the pit, for his brothers waiting for him to die, he caused somebody to draw him out of that pit and placed him in the palace. Hallelujah. Just for his glory to be exemplified through Joseph. Hallelujah. Jesus is the greatest influencer. Hallelujah.
He has the power. His glory is given by the Trinity. His glory is given by God the Father. According to Psalm 84 verse 11. His glory is given by Jesus Christ. According to John chapter 17 verses 22. His glory is given by the Holy Spirit. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 18. So the Trinity is available to grant you the glory of God. So you have no problem whatsoever. Don't think, don't sweat, don't feel bad, for in the due season of God, His glory will be manifested through your situation in the name of Jesus. Some of the exhibitions of the glory of God in the Bible, in the Hebrew, the first one is called a kabod. A kabod. In the Hebrew word, means weight. It means splendor. It means glorious. It means honorable. Hallelujah. So God, through your situation, is going to manifest His kabod glory. He's going to put a new weight upon you. He's going to put a new splendor upon you. He's going to make you glorious. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just because of the kabod glory of God, it's going to make you honorable. Hallelujah. Honorable. And yet, politician, kwan your friend, honorable. Once you enter, you'll be an honorable. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His glory, according to Exodus chapter 16, verse 10. Exodus chapter 16, verse 10. It says that it came to pass as Aaron spake unto the whole congregation of the children of Israel, that they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of God appeared in the cloud. It was a time where they were in bad, bad situation. It was a time that they were hungry. It was a time that they felt that God had ignored them. It was a time that they couldn't hear from God. But behold, when the due time came, the glory of God was revealed. The glory of God brought them quails. The glory of God brought them food. They could eat for 40 years, and it contained enough to make their clothes and shoes for them to wear. That is the glory. Me see the asan se onyame anu onyam bemu a ebebroso. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then we have the hadar. The hadar glory of God. It means magnificent. Hallelujah. It means majesty. It means godly. It means excellency. Hallelujah. Yay! One can depend on a moon. I beg a cry for the excellent. Hallelujah. My excellency, oh God. Hallelujah. It means beautiful. The hadar means beautiful. It means comeliness. Hallelujah. Jesus, the hadar glory that is found in Deuteronomy chapter 33 verse 17. And then my last but two is the halal glory. In the Hebrew language, it means to boast. It means to make a show. It means to celebrate. Oh my God, to rave, to boast, I like that one. To make a show. Onyame de wo be ye show. Hallelujah. Hey, one come in. Me see one come in. Would ye won't pass out? Would ye come on me? Why come in, mommy? Say, erade him. Fakoye champion ye show. I will yes, Sidinima. Say, yes, I be a bodi. Nakasa radi for me ye show. I will yes, Sidinima. Hey, the showcase of healing. The showcase of provision. Say, you know what, Nibian? When you're meeting ye show, say, me, no Nibian, so me, man, be. Hallelujah. But the Lord do so for you. The halal glory of God will do that for you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And then we have the sabbath glory. The sabbath glory of God in the Hebrew language means to address,
means to speak louder, means to pacify. Hallelujah. Messi onyame di wo be ye dede e wo Yesu din mo onyame di wo be ye dede wo bi asum e wo Jesus Christ din mo wa tamfo asum onyame di wo be ye dede. Hallelujah. God is going to address a crowd. God is going to address a number of people. God is going to address, oh God, the church, oh God, the city, the nation. God is going to address the world about you very soon in the name of Jesus. The Lord, through your situation, is going to cause the world to listen to God now in Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name. And the last one that I want to talk about is the Tisbe. In the Hebrew language, it is mentioned as Tasbah. It has a sense of prominence, a sense of splendor, a sense of gazelle, that the glory of God will pull you closer to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So whatever you are doing, or whatever you are going through, it is set for the glory of God to pull you closer to God. Hallelujah. The glory of God to pull you closer to God. The glory, or this glory that we are talking about, is reflective of God's glory. Hallelujah. Oh, so when people see you, they see the glory of God. Me say, wo nyame nam wo bra wo braso atem di dia ye di wo what do you call it? Din hudra ye de to so wo nyame nam so ebe ye de e ma nipa hu nanim nyam. Hallelujah. You will be the mirror through which somebody will see the glory of God. Hallelujah. You will be the mirror through which somebody will see the glory of God. Behold, Exodus chapter 34, verses 29. It says, and it came to pass when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tablets of testimony in Moses' hand, when he came down from the mount, that Moses will not, that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. And verse 30, that's the part I love. And when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come near him. Hallelujah. The glory of God will cause people, will cause your enemies to stay away from you. Hallelujah. I want to come in. But see, the glory of God will cause those who don't like you, those who hate your existence, those who don't, who wish you fall down, those who wish your death, will cause them to stay away from you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And hallelujah. You are set for the glory of God. And to end, I want to say that your test will be your testimony, will be a testimony to the glory of God. Amen. 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 Onyamienu onyambe daddy will be munedai will Yesu Christo jinema. Amen. The glory of God is magnificent in you. May it rest upon you now and forever, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Amen.